You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, baby! We're getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake, and spinning those platters and making them splatter like pancake batter.
Ooh!
Matt the Cat back on your scene with my 78 RPM record machine, presenting another juke in the back show. You know what it is, baby. The soul that came before rock and roll. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This week, we continue our series on Imperial Records. We're already up to part 4 in our multi-part series. We ended part 3, concluding the year 1952. So here in part 4, we're going to cover the entire year of 1953. Imperial Records released a lot of great stuff in 1953, but the king of them all, y'all, was Fats Domino. He was the one producing the big hits in 53. He had 4 charting records that year. One of them went to number 2. But even though these other cats weren't charting, we still got some great records from T-Bone Walker, Smiley Lewis, Little Son Jackson, the debut releases for Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, and also some fantabulous down-home blues. And baby, you're gonna hear them all this week on the Juke in the Back as we present part 4 of the Imperial Record Story, 1953. Let's begin this week's episode with a Fats Domino record that was released at the very end of 52. It was recorded long before that, in January of 52, during the time in which Dave Bartholomew had left the label. Fats was working with Al Young, co-writing songs with him, and Young was producing his records, basically filling in and doing all the stuff that Dave Bartholomew used to do. In April of 52, Bartholomew returned to Imperial Records and took up his old duties as talent scout, New Orleans A&R man, band leader, trumpeter, songwriter. But as I said, this was during the period that Dave was working for Specialty Records and recording for King Records. So Al Young produced this one, and it's a real bluesy number called How Long. It entered the chart in December and remained on the chart for only 1 week. So it entered the chart at number 9 and then fell off. It's a cool song and a great way to begin this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Fats Domino with How Long.
How long? How long must I wait for you? Won't you please hurry? home. Big thighs. She got great big eyes and great big thighs. She got great big eyes and great big thighs. Now she put them on the line. Well, the sun refused to shine. Ah, those little ribs that Mary wrote. Ah, those little ribs. Mary Woo. Now she put them in the street. Everybody got bad feet. Ah, those little ribs that Mary Woo. Ah, those little ribs that Mary Woo. Well, the sun ain't been there since. Those little ribs that Mary Woo. Those little ribs that Mary Woo.
Great Archibald with great big eyes. I'm a little worried about this woman, though. She's got great big eyes and great big thighs. I hope it all evens out. It sounds like she's balanced, but those eyes must have been something. That was recorded at Archibald's final session for Imperial Records from September of 52 with Bartholomew's band. Herb Hardesty is playing that nice tenor solo. And after this session, Archibald didn't just disappear. He played around the New Orleans clubs for many years following. He just didn't make any more records. We lost him in 1973 at the age of 56. Okay, so I couldn't locate much information on this next cat. He went by the name Little Willie Gibson. And this record I'm going to play came from the only session on him that I could find. Recorded with Dave Bartholomew's band in January of 53. Gibson was a New Orleans native, and this is a cool tune, but as far as I can tell, he was never heard from again. So cats and kittens, put your ears a little closer to your radios. Here's Little Willie Gibson talking about Brother Bill.
Well, have you heard the news about the party we had last night? Oh, boy! Brother Bill got drunk. Brother Bill got drunk. 4 o'clock in the morning, party just begun. Oh, 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 what a wonderful time. Oh, 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 what a wonderful time. I was dancing with my baby, drinking whiskey, beer, and wine. Brother Jones ate all the chicken. Sweet Lorraine, did she clown? The party was a jumping when Caldonia shook him down. Brother Bill got drunk. Brother Bill got drunk. 4 o'clock in the morning, party just begun. Brother Bill got drunk. Brother Bill got drunk. 4 o'clock in the morning, party just begun. 5 o'clock in the morning, somebody knocked at my door. It looked like Sneaky Pete sneaking out with Mary Jo. Brother Bill got drunk. Brother Bill got drunk. 4 o'clock in the morning, party just begun.
Train 47 arriving on track number 3. Stand back, man. Give the people a chance to get off of the train. Train rolling the station, but my baby couldn't be found. Train rolling the station, but my baby couldn't be found. Somebody told me she got off in another town. They say she met a fella about 6'2". He wasn't too much to look at, but he sure knew just what to do. Train rolling the station, but my baby couldn't be found. Somebody told me she got off in another town. I sent her all my money to come home to me. Now she's gone and left me, and I'm lonesome as I can be. Train rolling the station, but my baby couldn't be found. Somebody told me she got off in another town.
T-Bone Walker with a fantabulous recording, Railroad Station Blues, recorded on March 20th of 53. Guess where? Down in the Crescent City. Lou Chud sent him from Los Angeles down to New Orleans to record with Dave Bartholomew. What a great idea! And some pretty stellar records came out of those sessions. They feature T-Bone on guitar, Bartholomew on trumpet, Wendell Ducange on alto, Lee Allen on tenor, Herb Hardesty on barry sax, Walter Nelson on guitar, Frank Fields on bass, and Cornelius Coleman on the tubs. We're not sure who was playing piano on that session. Up next is a guy who I like to think of as the unsung hero of this Imperial Records series. It's Little Son Jackson. The poor guy's only hit record came off the Gold Star label in '48. It was Freedom Train Blues. But man, he cut some stellar singles for Imperial, and a lot of them too. Lou Chudd must have really believed in Son Jackson because he had many, many sessions with him. This one continues our train theme with Freight Train Blues. It features that strong, distinctive piano line played by Boston Smith. J.S. Anderson's on tenor, Booker T. Everhart on bass, and Bebop McKinley's on the skins. Here's Lil Son Jackson with Imperial Number 5229 and Freight Train Blues.
I walk down to the station. I walk down on the yard. I got to bum me way back home because time has sure got hard. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. Said, son, if you got any money, boy, I'm gonna see that you don't walk. The penny could I show. I eased around the corner on the blind side, boys, and in a boxcar door. Train she sure was running. I set my heart at ease. Could hear that whistle blowing for Milford, Tennessee.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Davide Motta, Joseph Scott. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Jump over board and drown.
baby Fats is back and finger popping with Imperial number 5231. Going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown, baby. Recorded with Dave Bartholomew's band in January of 53. It entered the rhythm and blues charts in April and peaked at number 2 in May. But here's the killer, baby. It stayed on the charts for 14 weeks. So it continued to sell. In fact, it sold more than 1 million copies, but failed to hit number 1. I'm at the Cat, and you're digging on part 4 of the Imperial record story on this week's Juke in the Back. Imperial, a great Los Angeles-based label owned by Lou Chudd. But during this time, most of Imperial's big singles were coming out of New Orleans, thanks to the talent scout and producer Dave Bartholomew. His band can be heard on this next record from Smiley Lewis, called Big Mamou. They cut this one in February of 53, and Lee Allen is blowing that mean tenor sax. Edward Frank is on piano, and the great Earl Palmer is laying down that beat. Here's an interesting little tidbit. The vocal group backing him up on this record is the Toppers, as in Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, and they would start recording on their own, well, momentarily. You'll just have to drop another nickel in the juke if you want to hear one of their records. But right now, it's Overton Lemons, better known to the world as Smiley Lewis, with Big Mamou.
Big Mamou!
Why did you go away? Leave me and Big Mamou.
Big Mamou!
Why did you go away?
Big Mamou,
please come back. Oh, won't you
Joni Mitchell and the Toppers and their debut single for Imperial Records, coming off their debut session for the label, I'm Crying. That was written by Lloyd Belair, who was a group member. He sang tenor. Bobby Mitchell, of course, on lead. And Dave Bartholomew's group backing him up. That very first session for Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers was held on the 9th of February, 1953. Bartholomew discovered him, got him signed to Imperial, and Bobby Mitchell stayed on the label for quite some time, going solo in 56, and his only charting record was Try Rock and Roll. By 1960, he was off Imperial and on local New Orleans label, Ron Records. Mitchell was born in the Algiers section of New Orleans in August of 1935, and he passed away 53 years later in March of 89. We will definitely hear more from Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers as this Imperial Records series goes on right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. But now, man, it's time to bring Fats back. Please Don't Leave Me was recorded on April 18th of 53. Released in June, it hit the chart on July 25th and rose to number 3. This record also spent 14 weeks on the charts, so it was a solid seller. And Fats Domino is the only one to get songwriter credit on this song, Please Don't Leave Me. Remember, Lou Chudd, Imperial record owner, did not put his name on the records, as some of the other label owners did quite often, or disc jockeys did. At least Chud did not take a slice of the songwriting credit. And in the dirty business of selling records, that's saying something. Up now, Fats Domino with Please Don't Leave Me.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
and that is pure New Orleans rhythm and blues. Rose Mitchell with the original version of I'm Slippin' In, written by Dave Bartholomew and recorded in May of 1953. Of course, Bartholomew would have the Spiders record that one in 54, and it would make the charts, topping out at number 6. I suspect we'll be hearing their version of I'm Slippin' In on next week's program. Rose Mitchell only recorded 4 songs for Imperial, and I couldn't find anything else on her. Now let's switch it up a little bit. We go from that New Orleans rhythm and blues sound to a little bit of gut bucket blues from Texas. I mean, this is really Texas. It was recorded in Houston on May 27th of 53. And get this, Lightning Hopkins is playing guitar with Buster Pickens on piano. Oh, baby, you're gonna dig this one. J.D. Edwards with Crying.
I'll be crying and crying, and my heart is about to overflow. I keep crying and crying, and my heart is about to overflow. Ever since my baby's gone, said she don't want me no more. You know if I could holler just like some old mountain giant, if I can only holler just like some old mountain guy, I would go way up on the mountain and call my baby back. My baby, you know I really was surprised. I got a letter from my baby, you know I really was surprised. She said she was coming home. Dad, and you don't have to cry.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. Since we're featuring Imperial Records this week, I'd like to bring back T-Bone Walker for a unique, different sounding record. He's back in Los Angeles, recording this one probably on November 6th of 53 with a big band, and it's real jazzy and kind of mixes up T-Bone's style a little bit. And it's this week's Great 78. T-Bone Walker, I'll Always Be In Love With You.
Sweetheart, if you should stray a million miles away, I'll always be in love with you. Though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you. I can't do anymore, I've tried so hard to please. Let me thank you for all your lovely, lovely memories. I wish you happiness for me, sweetheart. I guess I'll always be in love with you.
Jumping and jiving with Matt the Cat in the Juke and the Bat.
Fats Domino with his fourth and final charting record from 1953 and Rosemary. He recorded that on June 1st of 53, and that was the second time he had recorded it. He cut it first at his previous session. Rosemary hit number 10 in the fall of 53. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're digging 1953 as it relates to the Rhythm and Blues records released on Imperial Records. This is part 4 of our Imperial Records story. And up next, we have a vocal group from the Roxbury section of Boston, the Love Notes. They made one record for Imperial and then moved on to Riviera, Rainbow, and Hub. Don't confuse these Love Notes for the Love Notes that were from Manhattan and recorded United for the Holiday label in 57. Different group. These Roxbury cats feature Teddy Santos on lead. Here are the Love Notes with the beautiful Surrender Your Heart.
Sigh. rest, and sometimes I dream of you. And I want you to know you're my destiny and my only desire is you, dear. So tell me now, please, what more can you ask of me?
Please, please take my life.
Back to me. I need you so.
One Friday morning, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers from their second session for Imperial Records held in May of 53. It was their second single release, Imperial 5250. Before that, another record that was probably recorded with Dave Bartholomew's band, Jesse Allen and Audrey Walker, with Gonna Tell My Mama. It was recorded in September of 53, and we know who Jesse Allen was. He had already made a few records for Aladdin, Coral, and Bayou. But who was Audrey Walker? All I could find on her was this one session with Jesse Allen. She kind of has a little bit of Shirley Goodman in her voice. And I'm afraid Audrey Walker might remain a mystery. But I'll keep digging, cats and kittens, because I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, and I just don't stop. I keep on grinning and I keep those records spinning, and we're going to do that next week when we continue with part 5 of the Imperial Records story. We will focus on the year 1954. Rhythm and blues starts turning into rock and roll in 54, and we'll hear how Imperial Records handles that. Until next time, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Gonna close it down with one more, baby. One by Boogie Bill Webb. He was from Mississippi and recorded in New Orleans in May of 53. He only recorded one single for Imperial, but played the New Orleans clubs throughout the rest of the 50s until he was rediscovered in the 1960s and 70s. So let's go out with Boogie Bill Webb and I Ain't For It. I'll catch you on the flip side next week, cats and kittens. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Really can't stand jumping around, running from man to man. But I ain't for it. I strictly ain't for it. Cause I ain't for it. No, no, that no jive at all. She could spend my money, have some fun, but she got to save my jail and don't give away none. Harry, no, I ain't for it. I strictly ain't for it. Cause I ain't for it. No, no, that's the job at all. Lay it out now. Walking up and down the street, but she got to have a plenty of money, and she wanna pacify me, but I ain't for it. I strictly ain't for it. Cause I ain't for none of that or jive at all.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.